morning. I'm Michael Cathcart, and you are so very, very welcome to Books and Arts Daily here on RN. Today, a show about truth and lies. You'll discover a verse novel about the workers who built the Panama Canal.
I wanted there to be at least one book on this centennial year for young people to show them the dramatic historical event that happened exactly 100 years ago that really changed the world in the sense that it was the beginning of globalization.
Author Margarita Engel. She joins us later in the show. And here's a proposition.
On any given day, you can be expected to be lied to between 10 and 80 times a day. And some of those, of course, are small lies, but still effectively, lying is part of our social fabric and it's part of our survival mechanism. If you can't lie, you're not going to survive.
Australian playwright Aidan Fennessy. And lying is a key idea in his new play, The House on the Lake, enjoying its world premiere in Perth. So truth and lies, they're the subject of a play about to open in Sydney. Yes, NIDA, the National Institute of Dramatic Art in Sydney, is about to kick off its season of public performances, its June season, with five plays that all explore conflict, domestic conflict, the battle between the sexes, and conflict in war. One of these is called Kandahar Gate. It's a story about the Australian Army in Afghanistan. It's a new play by one of our top playwrights, Stephen Sewell, who was also the head of writing for performance.